Lexus.com. You'll be glad you did.
The Dow soared 400 points. That's music to many people's ears after the big fat crash, thanks to the fat singer and the dope on a rope. It hit the B instead of the M, but we're over that, right? The British Prime Minister is no more. Gordon Brown is going to step down. He has to. He had no place to go with it, so it looks like David Cameron for sure is the guy, the new PM, and he'll get the support he needs with all the maneuvering. We don't care about their politics. We only care that they're going to be the same allies they've been in the past when we need them, right? That's the deal. It is interesting, though, what's happened in their elections. In the meantime, it's all about the oil fire. Everybody talks about that. What's going to ultimately happen? Are these tar balls going to roll up on shore in Florida, or will the Floridians and the beaches be spared, especially when they're swinging into the summer season? And right now is kind of the high time when people will hit Florida and in the middle of summer vacation as well. They might get out of this, but at this point, it's really looking more like 3 months for the cleanup for this spill, which, you know, that's, of course, not good the longer it drags out, to be sure. Sadly, in Oklahoma, we're talking about five people dead, tornadoes all over the place during the day. It was crazy how the twisters would just pop up, but the right conditions were there. And when that happens, the people who live in Oklahoma, whether it's Oklahoma City or Edmond or someplace else, they know that that is a way of life. You plant your roots there, you know that's going to happen. It's like the people who live on the West Coast along the fault lines. Oh, you know, when is the big one going to hit? That's always the story in California. And then you have these quakes, and people who move there don't sometimes really realize, yeah, you know, this is something you live with. There is always the possibility of an earthquake. It seems fine, and then it happens, and there's not a lot of warning for you to take cover. And it's similar with the tornado, although they're getting better. There still are some warnings that are issued, but you just have to really jump to it once you get those warnings, because there still really isn't a lot of time to take cover, to say the least. All right, you can throw in your two cents at any point here on America Tonight, because after all, it is a show about conversation on water cooler buzz with me, Kate Delaney, at the helm. So 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. BP searching for that miracle cure for the oil spill. You think they're going to find it, or you think this goes 3 months? I got to tell you, from everything that I've seen and from the people that I've had conversations with who know much more than I do about spills, although there's no definites here, I think that, sadly, we're going to be talking about a lot of challenges, and we're going to see that this catastrophe just continues to worsen. The good news is, so far, the spill really has had much of an impact on the wildlife. At this point, only a few birds have been taken to the wildlife rehab center, and there was two of them, a gannet and a pelican, and they went back into the wild on Monday. So, you know, that's, at this point, that's okay. But as you get further along here, I don't know that they're going to be able to stave that off. We'll see at this point. It's all about capping that well. It's all about shutting it out, and it hasn't happened. So could they have prevented the leak? Why weren't there backups in place? These are all questions that are going to be discussed on the Hill on Tuesday. That means all three parties responsible for what's happening in the Gulf, and they're saying they're not fully responsible themselves, there'll be questions. So what comes out of that, we'll see. 5,000 barrels right now is what's coming out of oil a day. How about that? All right, let's go to Rick, who's listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, you're talking about this oil spill caused by broken pipes. But it's gonna hurt a lot more than just the fishermen, you know, because it's going to the shore now. They said it might going up the Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm.
When I was down there in Biloxi there. In 08, they just built a beach bank, you know, pumping the sand back up on the beach and smoothing it out and everything. And then last year, they built sidewalks and places people walk and along the beach. And, but right now, the tourist season is going to start, and that's going to ruin it for them because that comes ashore and all that money they spend on fixing the beaches up. Plus, that stuff stinks, too, so...
Oh, yeah, once you're right. If tourist season is coming up, and you know this, Rick, what will happen is if people who have reservations, they'll cancel. If they have, you know, there's always a chance you can cancel. Well, would you really take your family there to Tarball Island? No.
No, and that stuff stinks. And
yes, it's awful.
And the fish will be dying, and they'll be washed up on the shore and rotten and all that, you know. It's just, it's not being just the fishermen there and shrimpers. It's going to be everybody else, too, there. So.
I agree.
But, so what do you think of this new judge?
Well, you know, she, first of all, it depends on your point of view. In the position that she's going for, she's never been a judge, and we haven't had somebody that's been elected to the court in 40 years that hasn't been a judge. So she's a little thin on the legal writing side of it. And once again, it's part of the Chicago mob. She's part of the Chicago mob that Obama's bringing into everything. So, you know, people keep saying it almost sounds like Sonia Sotomayor. She's an intellectual. She's so brilliant. It's like, wow, every person that's nominated is brilliant. So, you know, where are the weaknesses? I think that she gets approved. I don't even think it's going to be – I think she'll get grilled, but I don't think it's going to be as hard as Sotomayor was. But is this the right choice? Here's what – you're just trading one person for another because pretty much her ideology fits with Stevens, so that doesn't change the makeup of the court.
Plus the fact she's a woman, too, so.
Yeah.
You know, they really can't hammer her for being, you know, because she's a woman, and all those men on the Congress we look like they're anti-women or something, so.
Yeah, you mean that, like, you're saying if they really
went after her,
how bad would it look for them? Because now
she
would be the third woman to be on the court right now. But, you know, the weaknesses she has is the lack of legal writing, like I said, wasn't a judge. And she also didn't want the military to recruit on the campus of Harvard because she was against what was happening with the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, that she thought it should have been repealed and it wasn't right. And so that was kind of her way to say, hey, take this. We don't want the military recruiters here on the campus, so I'm sure they'll ask her about that, but she'll get in.
Yeah, I think she will too.
Yeah, matter of time. Hey, don't forget to call in. Trifecta Challenges on Thursday in our third hour.
Okay, I was going to ask you when you're going to have it. I guess that's all figured out now.
Plus, here's the thing, the first six callers in get a copy of the movie The Messenger. Woody Harrelson's in it, and I've got copies of that to give away. You just have to call in. I mean, and you give your trifecta. But if you hit the trifecta, you get, you know, all the loot. But just for playing, you get a copy of the movie. Not bad, Rick. Stay with us, everybody. Coming up around the bend, the Will Field one, if you want to throw it out there. 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. ResearchedHerbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning.
So do you know what a hookah is? It's something you smoke. If you have no idea, we'll explain. Our Canadian friends know what a hookah is, I think, because a lot of Canadians smoke from a hookah. Let's just give you that little hint. But before we get to that here on America Tonight, let's give a big shout out to Betty White. Check it out. Betty White. This is like the craziest story. Betty White does a commercial, a Snickers commercial that was so funny. During the Super Bowl, it was rolled out. She's 88 years old, and she is the main act for Saturday Night Live on Mother's Day. Then you have the night before Mother's Day. And she was pretty funny, I gotta say. I don't really watch Saturday Night Live a lot, but I taped it to see. And there were some funny skits with her. And it's probably because, you know, hey, she's 88, she's done it all, and it's like, whatever. And there were some, like I said, there were some pretty wild moments. Jay-Z was the musical guest, and all the people were just falling all over her. They brought back a lot of the females because of the Mother's Day theme. So you had Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph and Rachel Dratch and Molly Shannon and some others that some of you might know, and some of you are saying, why is she talking about this? But anyway, you know the whole MacGyver thing? They've got a skit where they make fun of it, and they call it MacGruber. And here is one of the skits that Betty White was involved in the very funny Saturday Night Live.
MacGruber, do you still have scars from when you had your breast reduction surgery?
No, I don't, because I never had one.
Oh, he's embarrassed.
We have gone over this before. This is not story time. We are trying to defuse a frigging bomb here.
Nana. She's just playing good. Yeah, she does this all the time for attention. Good job, Nana. Really mature. 88 years old. Really frigging mature. Everyone knows you're still alive. Check your breast. I saw that.
All right, so the idea of the MacGruber thing is that he bungles everything and, you know, ends up getting into the, with whoever it is, gets into it with them, and then they end up blowing up. So She was good, though. Even the New York Times, as crusty as they can be, and they're not easily handing out praise, I read a review of it and said that, you know, it took an 88-year-old woman to reinvigorate a 35-year-old comedy show. So, kind of crazy. I don't know, Matt, did you see any of the Betty White stuff? Well, you certainly saw the MacGruber skit. I thought she was pretty darn good, I have to say.
I saw probably half the show, and she did a pretty nice job, and it was good to see, you know, she didn't want to have to kind of carry the whole show by herself, so Amy Poehler and Tina Fey and a lot of the regulars, Molly Shannon, came back. But she was still involved in almost every skit, and she was probably the highlight of almost all of them.
Yeah, I think she was. She was good in that. I mean, she was good in that role, and she had some great lines. They wrote her some really good lines, and she didn't, as she delivered them, she didn't disappoint. I guess that's the key thing here. So every once in a while, Saturday Night Live can hit it out of the park. It's not the show that it used to be that some of you might remember, but they'll occasionally pick the right guest host. And, I mean, honestly, I think a lot of it has to do with that. And it just worked. It absolutely worked for her. So that was what the scoop was. All right. We're going to turn to something completely different here. We move from the Betty White thing to what is a hookah. Hookah bars are popping up all over the United States, and you probably have even driven by some of them, and you have no clue what it is. But they say now that one in four young adults goes and smokes a hookah. And what a hookah is, they call it a water pipe, or it's kind of like, kind of looks like bag pipes filled with water, and it's used for smoking, and smoking nicotine, by the way. Supposedly, there's this myth that hookahs are safer than cigarettes, and so there's been this wild popularity. However, researchers say that is completely not true. That if you smoke from a hookah and you go to these clubs, you're not doing the damage that, cigarettes are doing. That you're just trading one habit for another, I guess, and I happen to see a story on it. So it's got this glass vase at the bottom. It's got water at the very top, and it's got a bowl, and it's filled with the tobacco. And does this sound familiar to anyone? The tobacco heats up, and then the smoker pulls it through the hose. It's a long deal, though. And it goes down. The tobacco stem goes down through a stem, and it's pulled underwater before going into the hose until it reaches the smoker's mouth. That sounds convoluted. It's just exactly as I described it, the bagpipe-like thing. Matt, have you ever smoked from a hookah?
I definitely have.
They're everywhere. And 18 to 24, they say, is really a lot of people are doing it in Montreal and all over the United States. Just down the street from me, there's like three hookah bars.
Yeah, I've never smoked one at a hookah bar before, but I've smoked a hookah at other places.
I've been at my buddy's house and they pulled out the hookah. Who wants some of the hookah? But it's not a marijuana thing. It's a nicotine thing. That's exactly what it is. It's nicotine.
It can be used
like smoking
for both.
But mostly not, though, isn't it? Mostly not.
It depends. Well, if you're going to the hookah bar, obviously it's not going
not,
to be.
Yeah.
Unless you are up in maybe Vancouver, you can.
Yeah, most places in the U.S., though, don't look for that, because that's not happening, just so you know. But how interesting is the fact that in some people's minds, they don't think they're not really smoking. And it's funny to bring up the smoking thing, because since we're on this health deal, we don't get a chance to talk about health. Usually we're hitting up we're screwed with the oil spill thing, or, hey, look at this joker senator saying that everybody should boycott the All-Star game because it's in Arizona, which is ridiculous. I mean, the whole boycott Arizona thing, I'm totally over that. I don't get it. Really? I mean, you're not going to do anything by boycotting it, and no one's boycotting it. It's a lot. In fact, a lot of that movement is falling flat. Anyway, to back up on the smoking thing, this story came out, I happened to read it in Reuters, that 40% of U.S. adults who have depression are also smokers. So people need help with both if they want to quit. This is according to a survey the government did and published, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. More than half of the middle-aged men, or any of you guys listening with depression, were also smokers. Half of the women under 40 who were depressed also smoked. I don't know. I wonder why that is. And it's because they say they used antidepressants to help smokers quit, like Zyban, I guess, is one of them, or a couple of other things. So what's happened is that some people they're finding that patients with depression are likely to turn to the cigarettes to pull them away from the worsening depression, but then it actually hurts them more, if that makes any sense. By doing that, on average, the CDC is releasing their scary statistics. Smokers die 13 or maybe even 14 years earlier than non-smokers. Now, how about that? I mean, globally, I didn't even realize this. The CDC is also saying that tobacco kills about, I mean, I knew the number was high, but 5 million people a year. Hey, look, all of you know this. The cost of cigarettes, wow. A carton of cigarettes, you know, it's funny how times change. I can remember my grandmother, when it was her birthday, somebody would always wrap up some cartons of cigarettes. They'd give her other things, but she always got cartons of cigarettes. She smoked. And she died when she was 97. And she was thin in shape, and, you know, her lungs probably weren't in great shape if you looked at her lungs, but to live to 97, and to think that people wrapped up the cigarettes and gave her the cartons of cigarettes, but that back then, they didn't cost, you know, what they cost now, which is a tank of gas. It's crazy. It's why a lot of people turn to some of the Indian casinos, because they can get the cigarettes cheaper. And all of you in Connecticut know what I'm talking about, as people will actually make, they'll actually make cigarette runs and go and get cartons and cartons of the stuff, because they can't afford, frankly, the habit when they're going to the local convenience store, 7-Eleven, whatever, to get them, whether you're doing pack or carton. It's just crazy, ultimately, what you'll pay. All right, this is one of those hours where we're talking about all kinds of different things, including Memorial Day. Bill Federer is brilliant. I mean, the guy knows his history like nobody else that I've ever met. And you're going to get a treat, as we're going to talk a little bit about the story behind Memorial Day. That's coming up in a couple of segments, so stick it here on America Tonight.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
Better Than Rocks.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
America tonight. We move from that fascinating, I think, informative conversation with Bill Federer and what Memorial Day is all about. Maybe you take a nugget or two out of that and think about it when you're kicking back a cold one and flipping a few burgers. But this is so sad. And our satellite studio is in Texas, and not too far away in Oklahoma, Tornado Alley. It's one of those places. Just gets slammed by tornadoes. So five dead as a result of the tornado, the funnel cloud, that just ripped through parts of the southern plains and not just Oklahoma. You see the typical thing. Mobile homes are flipped, baseball-sized hail crashing through windshields. That always scares me. I hate it when they tell me it's going to hail, and then you see, you know, the weather guy tries to predict golf ball size hail, and then gradually in some parts you'll see baseball size hail. That means you get the car and yourself out of the way, but a lot of times you don't have a chance to do that. So in Oklahoma City, and they get slammed. Every couple of years they get slammed with bad stuff. In Oklahoma City, they had a couple of people that were killed. They also had 58 other people all together throughout Oklahoma City and the rest of Oklahoma that were injured as a result of a day-long onslaught, and that's the best way to describe it from what I could see. The vortexes were everywhere of tornadoes. And it's interesting. I'm watching this show on the History Channel about the America That's Us or whatever it's called. I can't remember the title. It's about America anyway. And they just were on the part about Americans developing the plains, the railroad going through, and then ultimately what the land was like and how it became the breadbasket with the wheat and everything, but how awful it was in the beginning for the early settlers who didn't have, they had sod homes because they didn't have any wood. There was no trees. All the trees had to be hauled in on the railroads from Minnesota and Wisconsin and the Midwest, you know, other parts of the upper Midwest. So anyway, having said that, you have you've always had that. And they talked about it in that show that the people that went out there had to deal with the violent storms. And this is what you live with when you live in Nebraska, when you live in Kansas, when you live in Oklahoma. Some of you are listening to me, and you know what I'm talking about. If you've ever been through that kind of storm in parts of Missouri, same thing. And it is the scariest thing when you see your first funnel cloud, because that sucker can come at you like nobody's business. And I never understand. I mean, I get the fascination, but I never understand when people start to decide, I just got to see it a little bit closer, and they're trying to get pictures, because that sucker will pick you up in 2 seconds flat. And these were violent, violent, violent storms. I mean, there was twisters in Kansas, and they had been talking about this, so I guess there was warning you could say for some of the people, but I think what happens is it's like hurricanes for the people in Florida and the Gulf Coast, where they keep hearing hurricane warnings and all that stuff, and they kind of blow it off. And sometimes that happens with tornadoes, too, where they think they're just going to try to ride it out. But I saw video all day long of twisters. I couldn't believe it. I don't even know how many in the end they had. But it looked to me, I mean, no joke, it looked to me like they had dozens and dozens of these, a dozen of these funnel clouds. I mean, storm after storm and causing this damage, especially in the Oklahoma area and near Edmond, too. They had a bunch of storms up there, and you see the way these trucks get turned over. And, you know, as much as the storm prediction places, they study it. They try to figure out what it is. Do you have the right amount of wind and heat and moisture and, you know, it's just for things to line up that all of a sudden you're going to see these clouds, and sometimes you just don't have enough time to get out of the way. All right, since we're in the doom and gloom department here, the top hat I was referring to when we first started the hour on America Tonight, that's what they're calling it, a top hat. It's interesting the terms that you learn as this spill continues in the Gulf, because it's a lot of people, seriously, brainstorming over what to do. When I woke up, and I got a text about this, that the National Guard, they were doing whatever they could with sandbags because they were trying to come up with some kind of a barrier, and that's what I thought about. I thought, isn't there a way you could put something in front of that might do something against the oil? So they did try to do that with the sandbags, but you're only going to be so effective there. Now BP got permission from the Environmental Protection Agency, right? And they started pumping dispersant early on Monday on the main leak. That main leak is a mile below sea level. So it's sprayed by a remote-controlled sub, and it's never been done before that far down, before this spill, so they don't know what it'll do to the environment. That's why they had to get the EPA to sign off of it, because they just don't know. As much as they've tested things, there's no way to know what the effect will be. But trying to plug this well or siphon off the crude, they've talked about a 5-foot-tall containment box, and that containment box is the top hat. And injecting debris, including shredded rubber, into the well to try to stop it up like you would a bathtub. That's kind of the philosophy. And they called it a junk shot, trying to figure out, let's get these shredded tires in there because we got to do something. And the top hat is a kind of what they're talking about is how do you keep some of the water out while you're doing that? So the top hat is like a smaller dome than the chamber that they tried over the weekend. And it has the ability to inject methanol into the top of it so you wouldn't get those hydrates that were forming. That's what happened originally to the dome that they put on. The crystals that started to form, and it was blocking the oil from being siphoned up. I mean, they just have to keep creating this playbook every bloody day. That's what it is. And they have to get the best people that can think on their feet. And you know how engineers are. They like to, maybe some of you are engineers. You know how you are. You like to finagle with the problems forever, but there's no forever here. It's, you know, throw the spaghetti on the wall and take all the knowledge you have and let's just figure out what we have to do here. Now, this top hat thing that they're talking about is going to be ready to roll on Thursday. So far, the spill has cost $350 million, and that's nothing. I mean, in the end, when you talk about relief well drilling, the Gulf Coast states, the payments you'll have to have there, all that stuff. I mean, who knows what it's going to be? It's going to be much, much higher than that. It's for certain. It's going to be in the B's. The billions, how many billions, you know, I don't know. But to me, the concern is, screw BP, no offense. I don't care what they get hit with. It's what happens to the beaches. What happens with these junk shots and that they were trying to seal up the leak. What happens with this top hat? You know, what is it that ultimately could contain this before it turns in a different direction, perhaps goes to the direction of Florida and all of those beaches that would ultimately be ruined. You know what you do? There's an island called Dauphin Island, and it's 3 miles off of the mainland of Alabama. It's pretty much the mouth of Mobile Bay. And already what they've seen there is what I talked about on the last show, golf ball-sized balls of tar washing up on the shore. Uh-huh. And that means forget about it. You're not swimming there. You're not doing anything over there. And if you are, you've got to wash yourself off with baby oil to try to get that off of the bottom of your feet. So there's not going to be people swimming there anyway. And then it becomes a question of what happens, because they can't cap the leak right now, with these commercial fishermen. What happens with them? The answer is they're sidelined. And maybe they're going to be mowing lawns. I mean, seriously. Or doing something else, because if it continues, which is what it's looking like, we're going into what now? We're 3.5 weeks. As it keeps going further down the road, I think the 3 mark number is not so ridiculous. It'll take 3 months perhaps to have this whole thing sealed off. And by then, who knows what damage has been done? I mean, who knows? I mean, seriously, ladies and gentlemen, does this not point out the need for better regulation? I know I made the comparison on a previous America Tonight. You look at the mines, and we're always so horrified. Oh, that's horrible, the people killed, and it is. It's wrong. It was during a shift change. There were things that could have been done. Maybe that wouldn't have happened. Why aren't there better regulations? BP could certainly pay. I mean, they're making nothing but dough with what they're pumping out. And if you had stricter regulations, they would certainly put those back up. If they had to do it, they would have those backup procedures already in play. That's the answer. Because they wouldn't get the leases, they wouldn't be able to do it. So drill, baby, drill would be fine if there had been some backup. Sure, you can still have accidents, but it makes you sleep better when you know there's a backup, doesn't it? What do you say, America? Am I all wet on this one? 800-259-5791. Back in three.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Got another Memorial Day. How many of you really understand the true meaning behind Memorial Day? And then a couple of months after that, here we are again. Holy smokes, do you believe it? 4th of July. This is my favorite time of year. This sounds weird to say, but it feels like a very patriotic time to me. I can remember my mother making a big deal about the flag and teaching us more about the meaning of various things that had happened in Philadelphia, because I grew up outside of Philadelphia. And it just felt like, besides that we were getting out of school, it felt like a very special, special time to me. And probably many of you remember that Memorial Day and 4th of July are about getting together with your family and having a picnic or cookout or whatever, but there are other meanings behind this, although it's great to do the family connection thing. So who better to have back on the show than one of my favorite guests, Bill Federer. He's a nationally known speaker, to say the least, and he's president of Amerisearch, and he is a major domo when it comes to the history of all kinds of things, so we love having him on. Hey, Bill, thanks for coming back on ATN.
Kate, great to be with you.
A Memorial Day. First of all, what what was behind Memorial Day when it was first started, and who thought that we should have Memorial Day?
Well, over half a million people died in the Civil War between the North and the South, 1861 to 1865. And as the war ended, with so many having died or killed in the war, the tradition began as Southern women scattered spring flowers on the graves of both the Northern and the Southern soldiers who had died during the Civil War. And this was the origin of Memorial Day, and in 1868, it was set on May 30th. It wasn't until 1968, 100 years later, that it was moved to the last Monday in May. So sometimes it's on May 30th now, and sometimes it's not. But from the Spanish-American War to World Wars I and II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, the war against Islamic terror, all the way up to the present, all who gave their lives to preserve America's freedoms are honored on Memorial Day. So Veterans Day is to honor those living and dead, but Memorial Day is a memorial. It's those that have died. And beginning in 1921, every president has placed a wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier, which is guarded 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. One of the interesting things, not just the fact that it was dedicated in 1921, but the guard, the sentry at the tomb, takes 21 steps and then turns and faces the tomb for 21 seconds and then turns and pauses for another 21 seconds and then retraces his 21 steps. And 21 being the number for the highest salute. So a 21-gun salute would be the highest salute. So 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, that tomb is guarded to show respect for those who have died defending our freedoms. And inscribed on the tomb is the phrase, "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." And there were soldiers placed in there from World War I and then World War II and the Korean War. And then Ronald Reagan placed a soldier in there from the Vietnam War. But in the 1990s, there was a family that suspected that the body chosen for the Vietnam soldier was their son, and after a large amount of investigating, they got permission to do a DNA test. And so they disinterred the tomb of the unknown soldier for the Vietnam soldier, and sure enough, it was Michael Blassie, who was shot down in 1972 over north, or you know, the Vietnam during the Vietnam War. He was an Air Force pilot, and lo and behold, he went to my high school, St. Louis University High School, which is the oldest high school west of the Mississippi River, and he was 10 years older than me. And so his remains were moved to the Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery. So this is the second biggest cemetery after the Arlington Cemetery. But the Jefferson Barracks is where both Robert E. Lee and Ulysses S. Grant and lots of people were stationed, both before and during the Civil War. But it is a time that we remember those. Now, one of the things that I do is I put together an American Minute, and it's quotes and little sayings of things that happened throughout American history. So in 1923 is when Calvin Coolidge, who was the president, gave his Memorial Day address. And in there, Calvin Coolidge said, "There can be no peace with the forces of evil. Peace comes only through the establishment of the supremacy of the forces of good. That way lies through sacrifice. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And so that is was Calvin Coolidge.
I love that Coolidge quote, by the way, too. I know it well. And yeah, I'm glad that you pulled that out. That might have been the best thing ever said from a president as far as Memorial Day is concerned, do you think?
I think so. Now there are some others. Matter of fact, an interesting one where Bill Clinton gave a Memorial Day address in 1993. He said that the inscription on the tomb of the unknown soldier says he's known only to God, but that is only partly true. Clinton continues, while the soldier's name is known only to God, we know a lot about him. We know he served his country, honored his community, and died for the cause of freedom. And we know that no higher praise can be assigned to any human being than those simple words. In the presence of those buried all around us, we ask the support of all Americans in the aid and blessing of God Almighty. And just a fascinating time that we do remember. Freedom is expensive. When you look at the history of the world and all the wars that have been fought in the last 6,000 years and the amount of freedoms that the people have had, America has more freedom than any other civilization in the last 6,000 years. And we're rapidly losing those freedoms, but we have been the recipient of it. When you look at the casualties of the wars, about, combined death, dead and wounded from the Revolutionary War was about 50,000. And then you had the Barbary Pirate Wars, where we fought the Muslims. That was the first war after our revolution. We fought the Muslims of Morocco. They had been capturing American ships. President Obama gave a speech in Cairo, and he said Morocco was the first country to recognize our country. Well, he didn't go into the details, but the details were that they were capturing our American ships and enslaving our sailors in the dungeons of Algiers, Tunis, and Tripoli.
Yeah.
And we had to send Thomas Jefferson as an ambassador over to France, and he borrowed 80,000 from the Dutch to ransom back our sailors. And but they would march him through the streets, yell at him as infidels. And finally, Jefferson arranged for John Paul Jones, who was the father of the American Navy. He arranged for him to fight the Muslims on the Black Sea for Catherine the Great of Russia. And then when Jefferson became the third president, he sent in our Marines, and that's where we get the Marine anthem, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli.
Yeah, I love that, absolutely. Bill, it's always fascinating to have you on. We learn so much, and people can go to AmericanMinute.com. You've got something up there every single day for whatever day it is, May 10th, May 11th, and so on and so forth, all the way throughout the year. Thank you so much, and you have a happy Memorial Day.
Kate, great to be with you.
Yep, always fun to have Bill on. Boy, if you didn't learn something in what he just said then, I'll tell you, I picked up a couple of things. I've been to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier several times, but and I remember the deal about the Vietnam situation where it was Michael Blassie, but I didn't realize about the 21-gun salute with the 21 steps. For some reason, I don't know if I just didn't remember it or whatever, but I pulled that out of that. And the Coolidge, of course, quote from Memorial Day, I knew, and as Bill agreed, I think that's probably one of the best. So there you go. A little behind the scenes. We thought it'd be fun to preview what is really Memorial Day. I mean, we all know it, but just go a little bit deeper. You never know here on America Tonight. All right, coming up on the flip side, odds and ends. We're going to fill in some of those holes from the day. Hang around.